Crow Meditation Text. Everybody knows the sad sweet tale of the nightingale, but when crow starts croaking hard and hoarse, that's something else. Crow, I tell you, is one queer Jew. Crow's a ghost, he's a bird with a past. Crow is king of his own mad world in which he's always croaking. Listens to Crow. But when one of your friends takes off for the Icelands and writes back in a letter about a weird crow encounter somewhere in the snowfield, and when a few days later, as you come through the door of a Montparnasse apartment, the first thing you set eyes on is a huge lump of a crow whose croaking days are over but looks as if it knew a thing or two, you begin to wonder. You find yourself asking what there is to crow. Crow go, what's crow know? Crow, first of all, is polyglottal. Crow talks double Dutch with a mixture of Eskimo, Ruski, Nahuatl, Sanskrit, Chinese, Nahomish, as well as several brands of English. Crow has been around. Edgar Allan Poe was a crow. The anthropologist Enyet Bado turned into a crow. I suppose all the crows. I once thought of founding an academy of girls based on an ancient Chinese model with one aim in view: say the world anew. Danto, grammar of rain, tree, stone, blood and bone. I could conceive of black gulls and white crows. No race fiends need apply. I mean, crow could also be of the Gull Academy, the croaking member. But that plan went with the wind, and I ended up with broken wings on a cold island, smoking the weeds of my mind. World, and you have to be able to go it through blizzards. Ka, kayagaya, ka, krr, krarak, krarak, kree, kree, kree. Drink cold water, feed on stones and bones, keep cool and fit, far out in your own, engaged in long distance communication. Where does crow go? What does crow know? Ask hawk, hovering up there in silence. Ask the snowy owl. Ask the great skua and the rosy gull. All birds talk, don't talk, in different languages.